vase bursting with gorgeous red roses.
These are for you.
My shaky hand shoved my phone in my back pocket. Why? He paused.
Why? I can't buy you flowers?
It's suspect. Are you breaking up with me for the crazy things you overheard come out of my mouth? His smile was mesmerizing.
It didn't sound like you want that.
He approached, his arms wrapping around my back and drawing me in.
I was being overly protective. I came down to that restaurant thinking,
you were going to challenge Blake to a duel? His eyes glinted with amusement, then sobered.
I thought he was going to talk you into leaving me.
No, he wanted my advice on how to propose to his girlfriend, who's pregnant. His eyes softened.
So I bought flowers.
He motioned to the vase.
I should have trusted you to have it under control.
What about what I said? Can you pretend you didn't hear it?
Why would I want to?
He made everything upside down again. I don't know, because it goes against the general rules of dating. The devious look he had made my mouth water.
I thought you knew I liked it when you break the rules.
I'd forgotten to call Peyton back, and the next morning she broke down and called me at work. What happened? We're okay. He was surprisingly cool about it. Jamie dropped a birthday card on my desk. It seemed like it was always someone's birthday in the office, and I signed it before reading who it was addressed to. Whose birthday is it? I asked her. She collected the card from me. Logan's. She disappeared, and the gasp on the other end of the phone told me Peyton had heard the exchange. Did you know it was his birthday today? No. I was so fucked. I hadn't the faintest clue what to get him. He had everything he needed, and he'd told me on more than one occasion that having me in his bed was all he wanted. So what now? We hung up, and Peyton immediately started brainstorming ideas, sending me text messages. Stuff for his upcoming marathon? Nope, he had it covered. Some sort of tech item? If he wanted something for himself, he bought it. And what could I afford on my tiny paycheck? I sent him a text. Happy birthday, boss. We going out to celebrate?
Thanks, but I've got a cross train tonight.
We'd agreed no more attempts at lunch after yesterday, so that meant I could go out during my break and get his present, but I had to come up with something first. For as creative as I could be at designing, I was the worst gift giver on the planet. Peyton texted later.
Lingerie? Porn?
No, he didn't need porn. He had those cell phone videos of us. Watching us have sex was so much hotter than the fake stuff. Oh. Well, that was an idea. It made my heart race. My throat clamped too tight to talk, and that was fine. I couldn't ask what I was about to out loud, with only a half-wall partition separating me from my coworkers. My nervous fingers tapped out the message to Peyton. Remember what you said about watching us? Chapter 21. He wouldn't be home until 8. I gave Peyton the tour of his place and then pulled down the bottle of tequila. You sure you want to do this? I asked her.
Hell yeah. Are you?
She motioned to the shot I'd just poured. I downed it and considered her question. When she'd said she wanted to watch us have sex, Logan had said he was flattered. Giving him praise or an ego boost seemed to affect him deeply. He loved it. So, the plan was to recreate the night Logan and I had truly met, the night we saw each other as we were. Peyton would blindfold me, tie me down, and then wait with me until Logan came home. If he wanted to ask her to stay and watch, I was okay with that. I'd have the blindfold on anyway. I didn't want to get performance anxiety, though. Last time, I hadn't had any warning that we were going to be exhibitionists. Tonight, I had plenty of time to consider what was going to happen and get worked up over it. My hint of excitement was stifled by nerves. She was my best friend and totally comfortable with anything. But still, what if this made things weird? How could it not? I did a second shot, and she did one too. What level of sloppiness are we shooting for? She asked when I poured my third. Just on the drunk side of drunk. I didn't eat dinner, so the liquor kicked in fast. 20 minutes after we'd each done 3 shots, I swayed into the bedroom, buzzing. I was less anxious about her watching now, much more eager to hear his reaction when he came home. I giggled to myself when I pulled my top over my head and almost lost my balance in the closet. Shit, he's got you hanging up your clothes? You would do anything for him. A smile spread across her exotic face. Peyton set her purse down beside the chair in the corner. It was the one she'd be watching from if everything played out as I assumed it would. She pulled a mess of black fabric from her purse and tossed it on the bed, ribbon to tie me up. I tugged my jeans off and folded them, setting them on the shelf of the closet. At work, I'd snuck away for a late lunch and called Peyton from a table in the back of the restaurant so no one could hear the indecent conversation I had with her. She'd agreed right away, even offering to pick up a blindfold and ties, and there was a crinkle of plastic now as she opened the blindfold from its package. Like all of the other crazy sex decisions I'd made recently, once I'd decided on this, I didn't have a lot of regret or hesitation, only excitement. Peyton bent down and secured one of the ribbons to the bed frame, rising up to view me when it was finished. Her eyes traveled upward over me, and they were hooded when they met mine.
When do you think he'll come home?
I bent my arms to unhook my bra. He's usually back around 8. The bra was undone and set on top of my jeans on the shelf. It was odd, the feeling that she was looking at me. She hadn't looked at me like that the night in the club when I'd undressed, or the day I'd stripped in front of Joseph. Anticipation clung in the air, heavy and thick.
He might be early, she said, securing the other tie.
And it would look rather awkward if he walked in right now. I hurried, hooked my thumbs under my panties and pulled them off. I thought about leaving them on the floor of his closet, and because I was naked and drunk, I smiled. He disliked clothes on the floor, so I left them there to tease him. Peyton hesitated beside the bed, waiting for me to climb up on it, an expression I didn't understand fixed on her face. What's wrong? I folded the comforter down to the edge of the bed, then again so it was a narrow strip, and climbed onto the sheets.
I don't want to make things weird between us, but... She paused. Your tits are amazing.
I laughed at her unexpected compliment. Okay, thanks. Yours are really nice, too. I mashed the pillow with my hand and lay down on it, spreading my hair out beneath me.
You've been checking out my rack?
She gave me a pretend judgmental look. I'd only seen her naked like 1,000 times. You hardly ever had clothes on when we lived together. She handed me the black blindfold, and I took it, along with a deep breath. Good things waited for me once I had it on, so I didn't waste time. I positioned it right where I wanted it, slipped into darkness, then surrendered my first wrist to her soft hand.
Tell me if it's too tight. I'm not so good at tying slip knots.
The ribbon wound around my wrist a second time, and I felt the tug as she knotted it. It was tight, but not too tight. Her footsteps led her around the bed.
Scoot over. You're not centered.
My heart beat faster at her hushed voice. I slid across the sheets, carrying the pillow with me, and scratched my nose. Of course, it had begun to itch. Her grip was light on my free wrist, drawing it up so she could tie it off. Now comes the waiting, I said when it was done. But the side of the bed dipped down. She'd sat beside me, and with the blindfold on, I could focus on her movements by sound. Ends of her hair brushed on my chest when she leaned over me, her breath right beside my face. My head jolted backward when her lips brushed mine. What are you doing? It came out confused and not angry. It wasn't the first time she'd kissed me. We'd been out bar hopping after graduation, and she'd been hit on relentlessly by this guy who would not take no for an answer. He followed us to another bar, and it was the only time I ever saw Peyton nervous. So when she told him she wasn't into guys, she turned and kissed me, and I played along. It hadn't worked. All it did was put me in his sights, too, and eventually we hid in the bathroom for 20 minutes and escaped out the back. She'd thanked me, and that had been all, there was something nice about how she'd kissed me then. Tentative and cautious at first, and then greedy and passionate when she knew I was willing to help her sell the lie. It was sort of the same this time. She didn't answer my question with words. Her satiny lips pressed against mine hesitantly, her breath hurried, and this time I was too stunned to react. A hand slipped behind my neck, and her fingers curled into my hair, and the kiss deepened another shade. "Whoa, wait," I said, breaking it off, my head spinning. "Peyton, I've never been with another woman." I don't know which was more surprising, the fact that she hadn't, or that I was technically more experienced than her at something. She tasted like tequila this time, and her sultry kiss was hypnotic. I didn't have use of my hands, so I couldn't stop her, nor could I slide my hands through her hair and hold her into the kiss. I had absolutely no fucking idea which one I would have done. The lips abandoned mine and sought out the skin below my ear, and her silky hair fell into my face, pulled into my mouth along with the ragged breaths I was struggling for. "What are you doing?" I asked again, desperate and disoriented.
"Getting you warmed up for him,"
she purred into my neck. Her palm was flat on my shoulder, inching down, and when I realized where she was heading, I jolted again. No idea if it was a recoil or a reaction to the fire her skin on mine created. The hand crept over and down until... "Your hand is on my boob." Sometimes when I'm drunk, I like to say the obvious stuff out loud. Her mouth returned to mine, muffling any protest I might have made. I couldn't think when she was touching me. Everything scattered hopelessly. What would happen if I asked her to stop? Would things descend into awkwardness? What would happen if I kissed her back? She was a beautiful woman, desired by many, and that she now desired me was powerful. There was a tiny voice that said this was cheating. I loved Logan. I shouldn't be kissing someone else, and certainly not my best friend. I turned my head again, ending the kiss, but I couldn't do anything about her hand that continued to massage me. Her fingernails scraped lightly over my nipple, and I gasped. It felt wrong and good. "We can't," I said, breathless. "You're my best friend, and I'm with Logan."
"You don't want to?"
I struggled to find an answer, one that wouldn't hurt her feelings, wasn't a lie, and wouldn't require me to really consider whether or not I wanted this, because I worried I did. "We shouldn't. It's going to mess things up between us." She shifted on the bed to where she seemed to be lying beside me.
"No, it won't. We could do it as a one-time thing. As long as we communicate and set some rules, I think it could be really fun." Like I needed more rules.
"But Logan
won't be here for at least a half hour."
Something flat and wet dragged across my nipple, then swirled. Her tongue. I jerked against the ties. "Oh my God." She followed it by using her teeth, sucking me into her mouth and nipping at my flesh. I felt a rush of wetness between my thighs at how naughty this was. If Logan walked in right now, what would he do? Would he be angry? Would he want to watch? Encourage?
"Please, Evie,"
she whispered against my skin, her lips moving on me.
"I'll make you feel so good, and I promise I won't let it get weird."
My conflicted mind, impaired by the tequila, couldn't raise an answer, but my body could. When she kissed me on the lips, I parted mine and gave her tongue entrance into my mouth. I kissed her back, telling myself the liquor had made this decision, like that would absolve me. I moaned against her mouth as her body rose over me, and her jean-wrapped legs went on either side of my lap. Her skin was more deliberate now, caressing and exploring my skin, followed by her hot mouth. The weight of her body pressed onto my center, increasing the sensation there. She lingered over my breasts, following the curve of my body with her delicate hands, all the while her tongue teased mine. I was as interested in her as she was in me. Her kiss was shocking, intense, and so different from his. Foreign and exotic. I sighed into her, and her against me. She sat up abruptly, for the heat of her hands was gone. Had she changed her mind? Peyton, I gasped, filled with worry. What's... She moved again, using a knee to guide my legs apart. I hadn't really considered what she'd meant when she said she hadn't been with another woman. It hadn't registered until this moment, when the mattress groaned and her body slipped noisily across the sheets, lower, until she was, I assumed, kneeling between my legs. Her hair trailed behind her mouth, tickling me as she ventured downward.
Is this okay with you? She asked. If I lick this pussy?
I couldn't breathe. My hands wrapped around the ties, balling them into fists. If kissing wasn't cheating, this certainly had to be. My traitorous body wanted it, but my mind? That was totally on the fence. Fingertips skimmed over the inside of my thigh when her mouth pressed into the flesh where I had been freshly waxed bare a few days ago. Logan was a fan of the look, and I found it sexy too. She didn't wait long for my answer, which was good because I pressed my lips together. Her mouth stopped wondering and left my skin, and I heard her settle into the mattress. Warm breath again told me how close she was, only a few inches away.
Fuck, you're wet, she said. Is any of that for me, or is it all for him?
That only made matters worse in that department. I cried out, a mixture of shock and pleasure when her fingertips found me. That was as far as I got. The fingers touched and explored, steady and even. It was like she was painting bliss with her fingers on me.
Are you sure this is okay?
She asked again. But she'd already gone too far for us to turn back. I was panting, and although I probably sounded ridiculous, I couldn't stop myself. I drew a leg up until my knee was bent and let it fall to the side, urging her to do it. Oh, holy fuck, I babbled the instant her tongue grazed me. My legs jerked with pleasure, falling farther apart and giving her greater access, which she took advantage of. Her hot, wet mouth covered me, and the tongue caressed back and forth, sizzling. Need built like a volcano and threatened to erupt.
For having never done it before, you're doing a really good job,
I uttered on staggered breath. She let loose a deep, low moan of satisfaction. In fact, she was loud. That wasn't surprising. I'd walked in on her touching herself once, and it was quite a production. She'd been so loud, it made me wonder if I wasn't doing it right to myself, because I didn't sound like that.
Does that feel good?
The tongue flicked hard over the tight bundle of nerves. I pushed the thoughts away that Peyton was going down on me and focused on her wicked mouth.
Yes, I encouraged. Yes, right there.
I trembled under the power of her lips buried against my wet, swollen skin until I was writhing on the bed. I moved beneath her, shifting my hips back and forth, basically fucking her face. I moaned, louder and louder with every pass of her tongue.
Oh, shit, I blurted out. You're gonna make me come.
I thought that was the point.
No, and yes. God, yes. Her tongue darted all the way inside. Wet velvet pleasure. That's what her tongue was.
I'm not allowed without his permission.
She laughed like that was funny, but it was anything but amusing to me. I couldn't disobey his rule with all I was already doing. I was being bad enough.
What?
She said.
We have a rule that we can't... Oh, God. Not allowed to come without permission.
She paused.
How would he know?
I don't know how, but I knew it with certainty.
He just would.
Her hands dragged up my thighs until she could use her fingers to spread me back, wider into her sensual kiss. Her mouth focused on my clit, and everything in me focused on that. I fought to steady my breathing.
Please,
I moaned, trying to draw myself away from the edge.
What do you want to do?
I could have told her to stop, but no, I was too greedy for the promised orgasm. I hoped it didn't sound as guilty as I felt.
We have to call him.
The mouth stopped and pulled back, and I sighed in frustration. Footsteps carried her away into the kitchen, and she was gone for forever. There was a loud rustling as Peyton dug through my purse, and a bang like it fell to the floor, followed by mumbling. She thundered back in, resuming her position on the bed, and a thumb brushed over me seconds before the mouth returned. "Fuck," I said. In a heartbeat, I was right back at the edge of the orgasm, aching for release.
"That feels too good. Did you get my phone?"
She set something cold, heavy, and square on my stomach.
"Here you go. Call him."
I couldn't because my arms were tied above my head. Tied well, too. Had she lied and spent the afternoon practicing goddamn knots?
"You have to call and put it on speaker."
"I'm busy."
Her tongue lashed at where I was dripping wet.
"Oh my God, Peyton, you have to, please."
I bit down on my lip, my face scrunching in concentration on holding it back.
"What do you need to ask him for?"
What? Did eating me out make her forgetful? "I need his permission to come."
"Go ahead,"
Logan answered. Chapter 22. A panicked noise tore from my throat, but Peyton didn't let it deter her from her task.
Oh, shit.
My brain disconnected and shut off, and the tequila told me it had it covered when I tried to find a response. I hadn't seen him at the office once today, although technically, I wasn't seeing him now either.
"Happy birthday."
"Yeah, I'd say so."
His startling announcement that I had permission to come had actually derailed things a bit. My heart raced, and my breath came and went in short, gulping gasps, and I was going to die if he didn't say something.
"Logan?"
Two steps, almost silent, thudded on the carpet, and his warm hand cupped my face.
"Yes, naughty girl."
His deep, quiet voice flooded my ears, filling them with memories of last time I'd had a blindfold on.
"How long have you been there?"
"She was asking me if it was okay to go down on you."
His lips touched mine, and the sensation of kissing him while Peyton's tongue dipped between my folds pushed me to the brink.
"I'm impressed. Last time you had a blindfold on, you were quite the rule breaker."
He kissed me at full intensity, and my back arched off the bed. My hand strained to try to wrap around him. I needed him now.
"I want to come with you inside me,"
I whispered.
"She seems to be doing such a good job, though."
He was quiet, considering.
"Can you move up and sit against the headboard?"
I didn't understand, but I did as he asked, sliding up on the bed so I was upright, and the wood of the headboard rested flat against my back. Whatever he had planned, she must have understood. Both sets of hands touched my knees, gently pushing them back so I had them spread.
"I like the way she tastes," Peyton said.
Her tongue swiped again, and I moaned loudly. It felt great, but it wasn't what I wanted.
"Her pussy tastes amazing,"
he said. The mattress sagged suddenly, like a huge, concentrated amount of weight was on it, and then it shifted again, closer to me, one on either side of my hips. He was standing on the bed, over me. Jeans were unsnapped, a zipper pulled down.
"Open your mouth, naughty girl."
I gasped and parted my lips to draw air in, and the fleshy head of his dick shoved inside. I accepted it, thrilled. But what about what I'd asked for? Fingers trailed up my face, slipping beneath the blindfold to push it up on my forehead, just enough to give me a peek. He had one arm bent against the wall, his forehead resting against it, and his gorgeous eyes cast down on mine. His other hand was wrapped around his dick, holding himself at the right angle to fuck my mouth. I couldn't see anything else, nor did I want to. I only wanted this man, and told myself the immense pleasure Peyton was giving me was from him. He'd allowed this, after all.
"Now you can come while I'm inside you,"
he said, his eyes gleaming. He slid his dick as far in as I could take it, then back and forth, in and out, slowly at first, like he was gauging how I could handle his thrusts with nothing to hold on to. If I'd had any control, I wouldn't have been able to use it anyway. I was reaching a critical stage with my orgasm, and my body seized command.
"I love the way you look while you're sucking my cock,"
he whispered. I moaned loudly, and the vibration made him issue a sexy moan. My eyelids fell closed. The crescendo inside me swirled until it was too powerful, and I succumbed to it, surrendering everything with what would have been a scream if my mouth wasn't occupied. My pleasure started at my toes and rolled upward, through my knees and hips, and up, up, up. Hands clasped around my head as he drove into my mouth, deep enough that he slammed into the back of my throat.
"Fuck," he cried. "Shit, shit, shit."
His hot, thick liquid filled my mouth and rolled down my throat, and I swallowed it, still quaking around him. My eyes fluttered open to find him staring down at me with that intense expression I so loved from him. He was devastatingly handsome, the most beautiful in this moment. I'd made it rather clear I'd come, and Peyton's mouth had ceased. The bed shifted as she sat back, but right before I got a look, Logan tugged the blindfold down, stealing my vision and my breath in an instant. His zipper rang out once more, but this time it was to do his jeans back up, and I jostled when he stepped off of the bed. No one spoke. No one moved, leaving me with the impression they were both waiting for me to. But I was still shuddering, and naked, and felt too vulnerable to do anything. Hair swept across my chest, and her lips caressed mine.
"Will you share him with me?" she asked.
Blank. That's what my mind went. It felt like 10 seconds had passed from the moment I realized Logan was in the room up until now. Nowhere near enough time to consider whether or not I was okay with a full-on threesome.
"I need more tequila," I said, avoiding answering.
"Peyton, do you mind? Give us a minute,"
he said. She made hardly any noise as she departed to the kitchen. I could feel the hesitation in him as he sat on the edge of the bed. The first words out of my mouth had been, "Happy birthday," so he had to have assumed I was gifting him a three-way. Was I okay with doing that? She obviously was.
"Do you want to be shared?"
I asked him. His hands cupped my face gently, and he feathered a kiss on my lips.
"You're more than enough for me. You know that, right? But I'm definitely up for whatever."
I appreciated his skill at sounding indifferent, but he was a man, after all. I knew he wanted it, and he'd said he'd never had one. Men paid thousands of dollars for Peyton, and he had paid thousands for me. Both of us at once? How could he not want that?
"What are you thinking?"
His mouth danced across my collarbone, working lower. I had already gone down on another woman in front of him, so the idea of returning the favor on Peyton wasn't much of an issue. Honestly, I had already considered that a possibility, depending on how much both of them wanted to recreate that night at the club. She knew it, even without discussing it, because we knew each other so well. And Peyton was stunningly beautiful. Plus, she certainly knew how to have no-strings-attached sex. But sharing him?
"She's a professional," I said.
"You're worried I'll like it better with her?"
He licked the side of my breast.
"Not fucking possible. You are mine, and I am yours."
The mouth on me trailed wet, open kisses from one nipple to the other, teasing me with teeth.
"I'm yours to share or to keep just for yourself."
I loved him so completely and knew his words were true.
"Take off the blindfold,"
I said quietly. He pushed it up onto my forehead, and I blinked. The sun had set, but it was still bright enough outside to heat the room with light. Logan sat beside me, leaning close, one hand on the bed on either side of my body, his gaze searing and full of love.
"Okay," I whispered, "but I have rules."
It was like all the air drained from his lungs. Then his mouth crashed into mine with a kiss that dripped with lust and desire and sin, and I knew instantly I wasn't going to regret this choice.
"Peyton,"
he said, his voice raised so she could hear.
"Can you join us?"
She sauntered in, clutching the bottle of tequila by the neck, her eyes searching my face for confirmation.
"I have rules," I repeated.
She took a swig off of the bottle, and he held out a hand, requesting she pass it to him. It was so he could take a long pull on it, not me. He set the bottle on his side table, and his deep, intense gaze locked with mine. "You can't kiss her, not on the lips," I said. That was actually one of Peyton's rules anyway, the one thing she didn't check on her willing list. He gave me a wicked smile, like he was pleased I wanted to save that for myself.
"What else?"
he asked. I hesitated, unsure of how to put it into words. His voice fell to a hush when his mouth returned to my breasts.
"Tell me, Evie."
"You have to wear a condom with her." I felt like I needed to explain further. That connection with nothing between us, it's only with me.
"Yes,"
he said instantly. "And you can't come with her," I said. "You have to finish with me." The wicked smile reappeared.
"Absolutely. What else?"
"That's it. Three simple rules. Was there more I was supposed to say?" He straightened with what appeared to be surprise.
"So, everything else is allowed?"
His eyes left mine and darted to Peyton for a moment, who looked utterly thrilled. When his focus returned to me, it was serious.
"I can touch her anywhere?"
"Yes." His voice was hypnotic.
"I can put my mouth on her anywhere other than her lips."
"Yes," I answered. Fingertips trailed down my neck, down the flesh of my breasts, where my nipples were still hard knots, stopping just above my legs, a mere inch above where the need was beginning again.
"I can put my cock in her anywhere."
His voice dropped so low, it was only a hint of a question. I swallowed, trying to imagine the concept of watching him fuck her. An unexpected heat poured through me. "Yes." She didn't need to hear anything else. Her hands yanked her top off, and she dropped it to the floor, exposing her black sheer mesh bra that gave away everything. "Your tits are amazing," I echoed back to her from before, and Logan startled, as if excited that I would phrase it this way. His hand went behind his back and yanked his t-shirt over his head, discarding it to the floor. Apparently, being tidy wasn't the highest priority right now. But then again, I knew this. He'd left that broken glass of wine on the kitchen floor our first night together. It was erotic, watching them survey each other. He stood and moved deliberately to her, going behind her so both sets of eyes were on me, watching for any signal I'd changed my mind. His fingers crept over her shoulder, gliding down her smooth, tanned skin. The fingers slipped under the cup of her bra and touched her while he set his mouth on her opposite shoulder, his unblinking gaze locked with mine. I wouldn't have thought in a million years I would like watching him put his hands on another woman. I didn't just like it. I fucking loved it. I wanted... "Take off her bra," I commanded. Oh, he really liked that. I'd never given him much of a command before, but it was obvious I was going to have to do that more often. His hand abandoned her for a moment so he could undo the clasp, and then she pulled the fabric away, arching her back into him when both of his hands encircled her breasts from behind. She made a soft noise of pleasure and her eyes shut, but his continued on mine. Even when he rubbed her full breasts, pushing them together and rolling her dark nipples between his fingers. It wasn't enough for her. Fingernails lacquered in a dark cherry nail polish flew to the waistband of her jeans and unzipped them. "Put your hand inside her panties," I said, although I don't know how. I felt like I wasn't breathing. Her moan was filled with aching need when his large hand disappeared inside the undone jeans barely clinging to her hips.
"I think going down on you got her turned on."
His hand stirred inside her pants, and she gasped at his touch. I shifted on the bed, closing my legs. I'd never been more turned on. When I'd watched her those years ago on stage, it wasn't anything like this. I'd been turned on, sure, but it was embarrassing with all those other people around. It had filled me with unnecessary shame. Here, this show was only for me. The hand knot inside her pants left her breast to shove her jeans down to the floor, and she stepped out of them, exposing her curvy long legs. Her matching lace panties let me see exactly what he was doing and how he was touching her. "You have two hands," I said to him. "One of them is for me."
"You're absolutely right. Peyton, sit next to her."
He withdrew from her, and she crawled seductively on her hands and knees across the bed toward me. And just as she leaned in to kiss me, his hands tugged the blindfold back into place. I both wanted it and didn't want it. I heard her shifting on the sheets as she freed herself from her panties, and now she was as naked as I was. Maybe not seeing Logan's eyes on her body was a good thing. Her hip was up against me, and one of her legs went over mine, so we were both spread out before him.
"I'm going to make her come,"
he said, although I wasn't sure to whom.
"Put those in her mouth so she doesn't get too loud."
What? Wet lace touched my lips, thick with the smell of her, the taste of her. The fabric bunched inside my mouth and I moaned against it. Then, hands. Hands everywhere. His fingers pushed inside me, and she moaned loudly in my ear, one of her breasts right up against mine. Her hand was on my clitoris, rubbing furiously, them working together as a team to pleasure me. The second orgasm stormed onto the scene. Peyton's whimpering was loud and hurried, too loud to be caused only by what she was doing to me. I couldn't ask because of the panty shoved in my mouth. I couldn't see because of the blindfold, and I couldn't touch because I was bound to the bed. Almost all of my freedoms had been stolen away, and I reveled in it. I was sure he was pleasing her the same way he was pleasing me, and I imagined his fingers slipping inside her as his fingers thrust deep inside me. When they curled back, her moans matched mine, identical.
"Are you going to come for me?"
he asked. I nodded my head. "Yes," she answered on a heavy breath. Hearing that she was so close, just like I was, kicked it up another level, so every move of their hands sent waves of bliss dancing through me. Beside me, she tensed, and her fingers on my skin drifted to a stop. "Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come," she cried. If I had use of my mouth, I would have said the same. I listened to her sharp breaths, heard her cry of ecstasy, and let it pull me right along with her. We both thrashed on the bed in the throes of our orgasms, and he left his fingers inside, giving us something to ride on.
"Good girls."
He yanked the panties out of my mouth and filled it with his soft and decent tongue, like he was fucking me with a kiss. Even though I wasn't cold, I shivered in anticipation.
"Can you get on top of her?"
He scooped his hands under me and pulled me down so I was flat on my back. When she straddled me, she ground her wet skin against mine, and I gasped at how shockingly pleasurable this action was.
"Fuck."
She sounded as surprised as I was. She moved fast, rising off of me and edging her knee inside my thigh to force my leg up and back. She sank back down, positioned over me just so, and our pussies touched.
"Peyton, oh my God."
I don't know what Logan was doing, but I could hear his uneven breath, which deepened when she began to slide on me, riding me. Her body ground against mine, bringing us both enjoyment at the same time. Was I supposed to like this? Because I really, really did.
"That's so fucking hot,"
he said, kissing me again.
"You like that pussy on yours?"
"Yes," I whimpered. "Take the blindfold off. Untie me."
He stood and hesitated before answering.
"Not yet, naughty girl. You didn't ask permission to come last time."
"You mean when her panties were in my mouth?"
He gave a laugh, edged with wickedness. There was a rustle, and Peyton gasped.
"Evie, his cock is huge."
His laugh now was soft, startled, and pleased. I suppose it's nice to hear that from your girlfriend, but Peyton had been with considerably more men than me, so this cemented it as fact. His clothes were off, and the mattress protested as he knelt on it, moving behind her and between my legs. When she lifted up again on her knees and her damp skin drew away, it was replaced with another sensation, her breasts on mine. She kissed me, and I answered back in kind until her mouth traipsed down my neck.
Fuck, Logan. She sighed against my flesh. That feels so good. What's he doing? She drew in a deep breath, his tongue in me. The conflict grew in my mind on whether or not I liked this. The possessiveness I'd felt that night Tara had approached us reared its head, and I was thankful he'd left the blindfold on. Yet listening to her fight for breath was audio sex, and the muscles low in my stomach clenched with desire. Maybe I did want to see. Yeah? You like eating my pussy? She asked. You like fucking me with your mouth? He didn't answer her, but he must have picked up the pace because a whole bunch of dirty words spilled out, punctuated by her short gasps, followed by, I can't wait for you to fuck me with that big hard cock. There was a thump as he backed off the bed and padded over toward the headboard.
Come here.
He was talking to both of us. She used her body to guide mine closer to the edge of the mattress, closer to him. Fingers peeled the mask up and then completely off. At some point, maybe when he'd lost his pants, he'd turned on the lights and it took me a moment to adjust. My vision came into focus, up close and personal with Peyton's face, her lips wrapped around the head of his dick. My gaze went up to Logan's, and once again he watched me with an intense expression, gauging my reaction. I didn't mind. It was sexy. Watching the helmet of his massive dick disappear inside her was insane. I couldn't stop watching. He pulled back from her and set his damp flesh on my lips, asking for entrance. I opened and took him inside.
Can you untie her?
He asked her. He was so hard in my mouth and pulsed when I ran my tongue along the length of him. The knot on the far side tugged and jerked and came free while Logan struggled to undo the one closest to him. I was released a few moments later, and ignoring the ache in my shoulders, I latched a hand on the base of his dick. I gave myself a few greedy seconds on him, knowing what he wanted. Two mouths on him at once. Because I was beneath her, I pulled off of him and held his dick for her, encouraging her to take over. Meanwhile, I traced a circle lower on his balls, and his whole body shuddered. I let my grip on him fall away, letting Peyton do what she wanted so I could focus below.
Fuck, girls. That's so fucking amazing.
Our tongues met on his skin, and he made a noise of pure, raw satisfaction. We took turns stroking him and sliding him in and out of our mouths, and his face twisted with strangled pleasure, holding himself back. How had this bed not burst into flames? His hand yanked open the drawer and tore a condom off the strip, his shoulders lifting with each deep breath he took.
Lie down, Peyton. On your back?
It was a request, not a command, and his voice was uneven.
Evie, come here.
She rolled off of me and repositioned herself on her back, right at the edge of the bed, touching herself. I rose up onto my knees, a little concerned about his voice. What's wrong, boss? I whispered, and he kissed me passionately, desperate.
I don't want to fuck things up between us.
He dropped the condom packet on the sheet beside me, and his hands roamed down my back, pressing me into his hard body and soft skin, and I stretched into his embrace.
Are you sure this is okay?
I couldn't help that my eyes fell to the condom wrapper he'd yet to tear open. I always regretted the things I didn't do way more than the things I had done. Even though we'd been together for a short time, it felt so much longer. I felt stable, like nothing could really break us. Certainly not something like sex, given how we'd come together in the first place. The dirtiest part of me? She wanted this. Not just the physical act, but the power it gave me. I lifted the condom wrapper up and tore it open with shaky hands. He pulled it out and proceeded to roll it on while I grabbed the tequila off the nightstand. I wanted this shockingly twisted act, but a little liquid courage couldn't hurt either. I gagged at the bite of the liquor. Don't break my rules, I said, trying to sound playfully stern like he did to me, but it came out anxious.
I won't.
As soon as he was ready, he put his hands on my hips and pressed gently back and left. He wanted me over her mouth, and she did too. "Come here," she said, her voice hushed and her hands needy on the skin of my thighs. I think we were all nervous, all felt like we were right at the edge of something incredibly risky, yet thrilling. He put one hand on her knee when he stood in between her legs, and that hand slipped down to touch her quickly, making sure she was ready to take him. His other hand looped behind my neck, his strong arm holding my head, making sure I couldn't look away from him, like I would want to do that. Beneath me, her sinful tongue touched my sensitive flesh, and my sharp intake of breath let him know what she'd done. It was hard to focus on it, his dick glistening from the condom pressed forward until it was against her. His gaze didn't leave mine, not even when the head of his dick crept forward, easing inside, and he began to fuck her. Chapter 23. She groaned, and her hands wrapped around my spread thighs tightened their hold. "Oh my God. Oh my God." He pushed deeper, slowly, and his eyes were black holes, inescapable. "Yes." She purred and swiped her tongue over me in response, and I gasped again. My hands rested on my thighs, but when he advanced further inside her, I trapped his head and yanked it roughly to me. I needed the connection to him right then. "Fuck," she cried. "Oh God, please fuck me." I looked down at the body beneath me, beneath us. Her large, perfect breasts with tight nipples called out to be touched, and since I hadn't done it before, I set the pads of my fingertips on her skin and found it smooth yet firm. Touching her this way was addicting. Then his first gentle thrust, and her breasts shifted and returned to rest. He had a hand on her hip, bracing himself, and his fingers curled into her flesh, strengthening their hold. His second thrust contained more power and went deeper, and this time her whole body bounced. The moan between my legs was immediately followed by a flurry of activity that had me shaking. Logan thrust again and again, picking up his pace, and with each one I was rewarded by her mouth. Maybe she'd lied about not being with another woman too, because what she was doing to me was unbelievable. Or maybe it was the scene before me. His face, full of concentration, was haunting and erotic as he moved in and out of her. She arched her back and dug her nails into my legs. I was panting when one of his hands grasped my breast and his other hand closed around one of hers. "Do you like it?" I asked. "Does she feel good?" The corners of his mouth turned up in a smile, like I'd momentarily broken his concentration.
"Yes. Do you like her eating your pussy? Because I could watch her do it all night."
His sinful voice wrapped around me.
"Would you like that?"
I couldn't render any kind of an answer. He thrust into her hard, and she let loose an enormous sound of need and desire. "Fuck, Logan, yes. Give it to me."
"Give you what?"
he teased, drawing back so he was barely inside.
"Your cock,"
she whined.
"This is Evie's cock, so you say her name when you come."
I trembled at his words. He drove into her, ruthless and steady, and I could feel her orgasm approaching. Her legs were wrapped tight around his waist, her toes pointed and her muscles tightened in preparation, and her body arched off the mattress to meet his hips. Her tongue slowed down on teasing me, but watching, hearing, feeling her orgasm was fucking sexy. A porn right in front of me, only infinitely hotter.
"Evie, oh fuck, Evie, shit, I'm coming."
As it happened, Logan grabbed my shoulder and jerked me into his brutal kiss like he wanted to devour me. He'd slowed his rhythm as she convulsed and moaned, her cries falling against my skin, but I could feel every thrust he made reverberating up his body, and his lips slammed against mine while his hips beat into her. As she began to recover, her tongue surged again, and my head lolled forward to rest on his shoulder.
"Her tongue is inside me,"
the tequila told him. Like last time, it felt amazing, but I craved more.
"Logan?"
He must have sensed what I was about to say.
"Not yet. Soon."
My gaze fell to between her legs with envy. His dick impaled her over and over again, getting faster and slicker in the aftermath of her orgasm.
I want to make her come again.
Yes,
she moaned, clearly liking that idea. Her finger worked its way into me, while her mouth continued to suck and stroke, fucking me senseless. Still, no matter how good it felt, it wasn't going to be enough. I needed him, so what I really needed was for her to come again.
Fuck her harder, I said on a broken breath.
He gazed at me with lust-filled eyes and rammed into her. She quivered and sighed with delight.
Yes, yes, harder,
I commanded, this time with a little more weight in my voice. He slipped a hand behind her knee and lifted it, setting her ankle on his shoulder and wrapped his arm around her thigh, pushing deeper with a thrust that knocked her mouth off of me. A sound of enjoyment from him was barely audible over her moans. My thighs were burning with the exertion anyway, so I straightened up on my knees and slid closer, all the way until her leg was sandwiched between Logan and I could flatten my breasts against his damp, bare chest. Hands clamped down on my ass, squeezing. Her hands.
Yes, she chanted. Yes, yes, yes.
Harder, I ordered, and a shift went through him. His face was dark, powerful, and streaked with authority. I knew instantly who this was, the man in the shower, the one I hadn't seen since then, even when I'd asked for him. Was there danger unleashing him? I was much too thrilled to care. He pounded into her, furious and unapologetic, and the hand not holding her leg wrapped around my throat. Fingers squeezed as his grip tightened on me, crossing the threshold into uncomfortable.
Whoa.
It was gone as quickly as he'd set it on me, moving across my skin to the back of my head, and he jerked a fistful of my hair back, forcing my chin up so his mouth could crash against my neck. I made a noise of deep, raw pleasure.
Am I fucking her to your satisfaction?
His voice was harsh and rough, and it was like he'd shot me right in my center with heat so acute I couldn't breathe. The ache in my sex was painful, and I was desperate. Make her come! I half-ordered, half-pleaded, loud enough to cut through the sound of his skin slapping against hers. He took my hand in his and shoved it down between our bodies, placing my fingers on her swollen nub. The bed shook with his powerful thrusts, and I rubbed her flesh, not caring that his thrusts were crushing my fingers against her.
Shit, oh shit,
she babbled. Her hand slapped my ass and kneaded the flesh.
Don't stop, don't fucking stop.
I was wildly out of control, and yet in control when she came again, seizing and screaming on the mattress. Before me, the look of aggression began to wane from Logan's face when his pace slowed to a stop. Breathing sounded like a struggle for Peyton, a struggle she was just starting to win when he abruptly pulled out of her. His hand hooked around the back of my neck, and he shoved me down roughly, so my head was right in between her legs. The tight pink skin was before me, and I closed my eyes, inching forward. I ran my tongue down through her crevice, and she jolted, mumbling something I couldn't understand, but that sounded like encouragement. I focused on my job, anxious to return the pleasure and see if I could do as well as she'd done. My tongue gathered up her wetness as I fluttered it, and I shifted into a position more comfortable for pleasing her.
I want to fuck you while you do that.
Yes.
I climbed off of her and put my feet on the carpet, rising to stand before him. I didn't have to ask how he wanted me. He turned me toward her as she slid backward, her whole body now on the bed, and she bent her knees, opening her legs. Peyton drew up onto her elbows, her tousled hair hanging to brush over her breasts, and she curled a finger at me in a seductive, come hither. The desire and sex filled every goddamn inch of the room, and I was powerless to disobey. My legs shook as I placed my hands on her knees, letting them glide down the curve of her long legs toward her center as I lowered into her. There was the subtle noise of Logan pulling the condom off and tossing it in the trash can. Brushed my thumb over her, rolling a circle where I liked it best, figuring that's where she would like it too. Oh yeah, she did. Her enormous sigh made the muscles of my sex clench.
Hands grasped my waist, and his hard dick, the one I'd been without forever, nudged me. I set my mouth on her, and he dipped the head of his dick, the head of my cock, inside me. "More, Logan," I begged. "I want all of you." He inched forward.
"Fuck, Evie."
I stopped thinking about what I was doing with my mouth and let my body take over when he was filling me, completing me. Her moans intensified as I pressed my tongue hard and flat against her and licked like she was an ice cream cone, but had to stop when he began fucking me, pushing deep. "I need permission," I cried. He hesitated.
"No, I'm too close already."
I groaned. It felt so good. How could I not come? He'd backed off, and the tiny slow thrusts teased and tormented, and from this angle, all of him was touching me inside and out. The pressure inside me multiplied as he grew deeper, harder, faster. I was in big fucking trouble. "Yellow," I said. I returned my attention to her, sucking her into my mouth. Her hand was on the back of my head, running her fingers through my hair. I had to think about this tender action, her soft mewing, and not the dick that rammed into me. "Shit! Red!" He didn't just stop at my warning, he pulled out altogether. I turned over my shoulder, stunned at his action.
"You weren't the only one at Red."
He was breathing rapidly, standing with one hand clenched around his dick, strangling back his orgasm. I sighed back into her pussy, letting her taste coat my lips and slide into my mouth. She was sweet and salty and interesting. Behind me, his breathing slowed and a hand caressed my ass.
"Green?"
His voice was like velvet.
"Green."
He pressed back inside, filling me in one swift move, and I was right back in the big fucking trouble from before. The connection with him was too great, too powerful to hold back much longer. Things began to blur as pleasure spilled over. Pleasure from listening to his groans of satisfaction and his quiet comment about how unbelievable it felt. Pleasure from the woman in front of me who I was giving this intimate kiss to, going where no other woman had. She'd chosen me for this. His hard dick hit exactly where I wanted it to each and every time, and my whole body trembled. It screamed for release.
"God, Logan, please,"
I said with every thrust he made. "Please, please."
"I want us all to do it together."
I pulled my mouth away so I could look at her stunning eyes. Was that even possible? She nodded.
"Put your fingers in me while you're fucking me with that mouth."
I slipped my middle finger into her wet heat that was unbelievably soft, and my tongue wandered in the area above, coaxing the orgasm closer. It brought my orgasm closer, too. Every plunge of my finger into her was mirrored between my legs, building and building, threatening an avalanche of bliss. My index finger joined in, so I filled her with two fingers now, shoving them deep inside and curled them back, searching for the spot guaranteed to send me into a frenzy, hoping it was the same for her.
"I'm going to come," she exclaimed, shocked. "I'm coming."
"Evie,"
Logan cried. Before he'd finished my name, I reached the apex of my orgasm. The explosion inside me as our mutual orgasm tore through my body rocked my foundation. He clamped his hands down as he came, clenching my hips tight against him so my insides milked him dry. The orgasm was so intense it forced tears in my eyes, but I blinked them back. His sweat-coated arms were tight as a vice around me, holding me to him as his lips trailed a line across my back, up to the edge of my shoulder. Peyton sat up, leaned forward, and cradled my face in her hands. Her kiss was gentle and tender, like the desire in her had finally been